Penguin Random House Audio presents Million Dollar Weekend, the surprisingly simple way to launch a seven-figure business in 48 hours. By Noah Kagan with Tal Roz. This is the author, Noah Kagan. Dedicated to everyone willing to take a chance on themselves. Frequently made excuses. Welcome to a book that will help you start a million-dollar business in a weekend. We tend to think that we are never ready, but you are. The fact is, ordinary people start profitable businesses every single day. You don't have to be rich, brilliant, or super experienced. But you do have excuses that have held you back in the past, never again. Here are the 10 most common excuses and the exact chapters where we demolish them. 1. I don't have any good ideas. But you do have problems, and so do your friends and every other person in this world. That is all you need to generate million-dollar business ideas. After you learn the customer-first approach in Chapter 3, you'll have more business ideas than you'll know what to do with. 2. I have too many ideas. Choose the three you think will be the most fun to work with. In Chapter 4, you will learn how to use market research and a one-minute business model to determine which of your three ideas has the most potential. 3. Starting a business is risky. I'm nervous about quitting my job. Risky is spending your life at a job you hate, with people you don't like, working on problems you don't care about. Don't quit your day job. Leverage the million-dollar weekend process, Chapter 5, in the early mornings, evenings, and weekends. Once you've validated an idea and you're pulling in enough to cover your minimum monthly expenses, aka the freedom number, then you can quit. I've done that twice. 4. I've started a few different businesses. They do okay, and then I lose interest. Any one of those businesses could have been what you wanted. Not starting and not finishing both come from a similar set of fears, covered in Chapter 1. You will also learn the Law of 100 to help you push past resistance when you feel like quitting. 5. But how will it scale? This phrase stops you from getting your first customer. Keep it simple and easy for yourself. Don't think about scaling. Focus on starting. Then we'll discuss scaling your business in the chapters in Part 3, Grow It. 6. I don't have enough time to create a business. Look for the processes you can automate or document parts of the business so you can hire someone to help. My productivity system, Chapter 9, allows me to run an 8-figure business, a YouTube channel, and a blog while working out daily, traveling, and so on. If it's a priority, we can make the time. 7. I need to read more books, do more research, and be totally prepared before I can start. You will never feel 100% ready to start. You just need to start. Don't buy another book or watch another video until you've worked through this process and started your million-dollar business. I got you. Action Time, Chapter 1. 8. I'm broke AF. I've spent so much money and have made $0 in profit. Don't spend another dime until you've made your first dollar. The million-dollar weekend process, Chapter 5, requires no upfront spending. 9. I'm not good at marketing. Marketing is easy when you have a product people want. Chapter 3 shows you step by step how to find ideas people are excited to give you money for. Then chapters 6, 7, and 8 give you the same marketing methods that I use to help Mint reach 1 million users in 6 months and tidycal.com to reach 10,000 paying customers in 6 months. 10. I need a technical co-founder to implement AI/VR/AR/the latest technology. No, you need to make money first. Your customers don't want more software. They just want solutions. Chapter 3. Focus on that. There are affordable ways of validating a business without any code. start here. After starting $8 million businesses myself, Kickflip, Gambit, King Sumo, SendFox, Sumo, TidyCal, Monthly 1K, AppSumo, I wanted to prove I could teach others to do the same. In trying to share the process, I realized that it consists of just a few core steps. I call these three steps the $1 million weekend process. 1. Find a problem people are having that you can solve. 2. Craft an irresistible solution whose $1 million plus potential is backed by simple market research. 3. Spend no money to quickly validate whether your idea is the real deal or not by pre-selling it before you build it. I knew I was onto something because early on, everyone who followed the process eventually launched a profitable side hustle or business. People like Michael Osborne, who used the three steps to turn his interest in real estate into an $83,000 a month consulting business. Or Jennifer Jones, who launched a $20,000 a year side hustle cookie business, chocolate chip for me. Or Daniel Reifenberger, who turned working at the Apple Store into a $250,000 a year business tutoring people in how to use technology. The problem was, for every Michael, Jennifer, and Daniel, there were 1,000 entrepreneurs in my social media feeds who could never get started. It was a big mystery to me. If all the information you need to start a business is freely available, if the $1 million weekend process works if you just commit to it, why is it so hard to do for so many people? In 2013, I set out to solve that mystery and launched a course called How to Make a $1,000 a Month Business. I started with a group of 5 beta testers, a programmer, a horse trainer, and 3 people with ordinary day jobs, all of whom had everything they needed to start their own business. 2 weeks after we started, I was shocked to discover that the group practically made zero progress. To understand what happened, I got everyone in a room together and did some entrepreneurial group therapy, breaking down what was holding them back. It turns out it wasn't a lack of skill, desire, or intelligence. The whole group was derailed by the same 2 fears. 1, the fear of starting. At some point, people are told entrepreneurship is a huge risk, and you believed it. You figured more preparation, more planning, and more talking to friends would help you overcome your insecurities. But that inaction only breeds more doubt and fear. In actuality, the best way to learn what we need to know and become who we want to be is by just getting started. Small experiments, repeated over time, are the recipe for transformation in business and life. 2, the fear of asking. Soon after starting, the fear of rejection emerges. You have some impressive skills, an amazing product, every advantage in the world, and you'll never sell a thing if you can't face another person and ask for what you want. Whether you want them to buy what you're selling or help in another way, you have to be able to ask in order to get. Once you reframe rejection as something desirable, the act of asking becomes a power all its own. I helped that early group and thousands since then to overcome these blocks. And if you stick with me through this book, I will help you overcome these fears and start your $1 million business. From now on, everything you do in this book and after should be viewed as an experiment. This has been a profound shift for people who worry that starting a business is this big, daunting thing. Experiments are supposed to fail. And should they fail, you just take what you've learned and try again a little bit differently. Take me and any of the super successful entrepreneurs and side hustle champions I've met over the years. It's uncanny, but the one commonality nearly all of us share is the crazy number of seemingly random things we've tried to launch, stretching back to our childhoods. Online courses, self-published books, consulting, Airbnbs, affiliate marketing, YouTube channels, a college dating site, and many more. And for all of us, almost all of these projects failed. So what's the connection between all these random failures and the success we ultimately achieved? It's clearly not our expertise. No, it is because of our willingness to run small experiments. That we eventually succeeded is a byproduct of the fact that we just try more things.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?